So in this way, we see that his father would keep telling him about Mahaprabhu. So then one day he told his father, I want to be with these associates of Mahaprabhu. So can you please help me? So in this way, he was told that there is one great devotee called Hridaya Chaitanya, who lives in Ambika Kalna. So he was told by one of the villagers. So Shyamananda Prabhu then, he told his father, I want to go meet him. But then he said, you're so small, how can you go meet him? He said, no, I want to go anyhow. So how will you go there? He said, oh, many devotees are going to go bathe in the Ganga there. So I will also go along with them. So then anyhow, he convinced his father and he left. And then when he, on his way to Ambika Kalna, he also went to Navadweep, where he had darshan of Mahaprabhu's house, where Ishan Thakur was still present. Ishan Thakur was still present after so many years. So Ishan Thakur blessed him. Met all the associates of Mahaprabhu there in Navadweep, in Shantipur. And then he came to Ambika Kalna. So there he met his guru, Hridaya Chaitanya. So why is he called Hridaya Chaitanya? Because before Gauridas Pandit, who was his Gurudev, he told his disciple, I'm going out somewhere. So you look after the deities of Gaur and Nithai. Mahaprabhu and Nityanandabrahu themselves present there. Because Gauridas Pandit did not want them to leave, so they themselves became the deities there by his desire. So then he said, all right. So then what happened one day before was his Gurudev did not come after some time. So Hridaya Chaitanya, he informed everyone about a great festival on Gaur Purnima. He said, everyone please come. So they said, Gauridas Pandit, he saw there was a big festival going on. And Gaur and Nita had also, were also seen dancing with him. So then Gauridas Pandit has so much Vatsalya Bhav also for Gaur and Nita. So anyhow, on seeing him, they entered into the heart of Chaitanya Das, his disciple. So since then, he was known as Hridaya Chaitanya Thakur. So in this way, Hridaya Chaitanya, he asked him, who are you? So he said, my name is Dukhi. He said, from now you are Dukhi Krishna Das. He initiated him, then he kept him there. And after some time, he said, now it is my desire that you go to Vrindavan. Because there's a great devotee, Jiva Goswami. You go there and you study under his guidance. Also, Hridaya Chaitanya Thakur was a Sadguru. He knew that Shyamananda Prabhu was of Madhurya Ras and he was of Sakya. So he knew that he had to be under the guidance of a Siksha Guru. And Jiva Goswami is who? He is Maidservant of Srimati Radhika herself. So he must be under his guidance. So he sent him there. So on the way to Vrindavan, he also went to Kashi, where he met Tapan Mishra. And then he met Chandrasekhar Ratna there. Then he went to Srikandagram also before, met Raghunandan Thakur there. He went to Janjigram, he met Srinivas Acharya, he went to Kantak Nagar, where he met Gadadhar Thakur, Katwa. Then he went to Gaya also, where he had darshan of the place where Mahaprabhu received initiation from Ishwar Puripad. So he was overcome by ecstasy there, remembering this Leela of how Mahaprabhu received initiation. Now, like we see many, sometimes some people think, oh, Mahaprabhu does not belong to any sampradaya. But we see Mahaprabhu himself took initiation here. He said, he is of this Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. And then from there, Gaya, he went to Mathura. And there he had darshan of Adi Keshavdev and he bathed in Vishram Ghat. Then when he came there near Radha Damodar, he had darshan of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is very happy to see him. He knew beforehand that he was coming. So he embraced him and he gave him his blessings to stay there and study all the scriptures. So in this way, Shyamananda Prabhu, he would study all the Goswami Granthas under Jiva Goswami's guidance. Ujjal Nilmani, Bhaktir Samrit Sindhu, Dalit Madhav, Vidak Madhav, Brihat Bhagavat Amrit, the Satsandarbhas, everything. In this way, he received so much training, siksha, from Jiva Goswami. Because Jiva Goswami was like his everything, his life and soul. So then, Jiva Goswami told him, now I want to give you some very confidential seva. So, nearby, there's one place, this Jhadu Mandal, where you should sweep the ground every day. Because that place, entire place is Rastali there. No, so you must sweep the place there. Also there's one kunj called Kanan Kunj. So there's a well there. You also draw some water from that well and you bring it for the service of Radha Damodar. So this way he started doing this service there. like sweeping the ground there as much as he could, drawing water from the well. So then in that place, we see that entire place is like the heart of Vrindavan. Prabhupada himself, Swami Maharaj in Radha Damodar courtyard, he himself swept that courtyard for so many years. You see darshan of Rupa Goswami there. And so he swept that entire place. And then finally there he found this ankle bell of Srimati Radhika there. So then he saw this ankle bell and then he immediately realized, oh, this belongs to someone really special. So what did he do? Immediately he went to Jiva Goswami. Because it was under his anugatya. He didn't independently think about anything. Immediately went to Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami told him, oh, this is the mercy of someone, this is the mercy of our Thakurani. Don't give it to anyone else except her. And then Jiva Goswami instructed him in this way. So in this way what happened? Srimati Radhika, she told Lalita and Vishakha, oh, the previous day I was dancing with Krishna and I see that one ankle bell is missing from my anklet. So then immediately they went looking everywhere. And then they realized he had this. So Lalita and Vishakha, they went and asked him, saying, can you please give this? He said, I'll only give it to the owner of this ankle bell, not to anyone else. So then they said, anyhow, your Babaji shouldn't be behaving this way. He said, no, anyhow, I will only give it to her. So then anyhow, they bought Srimati Radhika there. So then it is said that there Srimati Radhika blessed him. There he was, his form was revealed to him as a Kanak Manjari. As a maid servant to Srimati Radhika, this form was revealed to him. So then Srimati Radhika blessed him and then he himself put this ankle bell around her feet. And then Radharani herself made this Nupur Tilak on his forehead. So then when he went in front of Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami said, oh, now your name is Shyamananda, he said. Because you give so much pleasure to Shyama, to Srimati Radhika. So therefore, you give so much happiness to her. Now your name is Shyamananda. So since then, he was known as Shyamananda Prabhu. And to this day, we can see the descendants of his line, they're all wearing this Nupur Tilak. So then, gradually, when Jiva Goswami had all of them read all the books, then he sent them preaching. Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, and Srinivas Acharya. So then, when they went preaching, as we know, in one Vishnupur, and all the books were stolen, Srinivas Acharya, he stayed back. And he said, both of you go, and I'll let you get all the books back. So then, Shyamananda Prabhu, he went to Ambika Kalna there, and he met his guru. There, Hridaya Chaitanya was very happy to see him, that he received this name, he's wearing this tilak. Now, sometimes we hear some things like, oh, he was very upset and this, that, but this is not true, actually. Hridaya Chaitanya was very happy that his disciple had received such mercy. So then, Hridaya Chaitanya, he asked him how the six Goswamis were, because previously he also told him, convey my obeisances to them. Then he became very sad when he heard how Rup Sanatan Goswami had all disappeared. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was still present actually then. He was very advanced in age. And this way, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami were also present, who gave initiation to Srinivas Acharya. So then, Hridaya Chaitanya said, all right, now you can stay with me here. And then he served him there. But then he said, after some time, you should go back to Utkal Desh. Because Utkal Desh is very dear to Mahaprabhu. So he should go preach there. So then when he went back to Utkal Desh, he didn't want to leave his guru. So anyhow, he went back. So then anyhow, when he went there, he went to his birthplace there. And then everyone was so happy to see him. And then from there, he went to one place where Rasikananda Prabhu was there. So Rasikananda Prabhu was the son of Sri Achyut Dev. So Rasikananda Prabhu was very pious from his very childhood. So he wanted a bona fide guru. He desired, he seek his association. And then Shyamananda Prabhu came, he immediately realized, this is my guru. And he fell at his feet and offered Dandavat Pranams. Immediately he received initiation there. So Rasikananda Prabhu started traveling with him there. Then Shyamananda Prabhu visited another village where there was a very powerful yogi. This yogi Damodar. So his yogi, he was always striving for this purity. And Shyamananda Prabhu said, why are you uselessly wasting your time in doing all these yogic asanas? Just chant the names of Gaur and Nitai, he said. By chanting the names of Gaur and Nitai, you'll have everything you want. And soon enough, what happened? His heart was completely absorbed in this prem. And then, from there, he went to one more place called Balrampur. There, all the residents of Balrampur very happily received him. They had Sankirtan there for so many days. And then gradually when he was preaching, he went to one more place called Narsingapur. So Narsingapur, there are many atheists, agnostics and all of them. Anyhow, he changed all of them also. He gave him their association, and then anyhow, he spoke Harikatha to all of them and he changed all of them. And then finally, he came to this one place, Gopijana Vallappur. So there, when he came there, the people there, they requested him to establish a nice temple there, deities. So there he established nice deities there and everything there. And there he told Rasikananda Prabhu, you must stay here and you must serve here, he told him. So we see that Rasikananda Prabhu, it is said once he was even chastised by Shyamananda Prabhu. When Shyamananda Prabhu was speaking Harikatha and Rasikananda Prabhu, he looked this way. Shyamananda immediately chastised him, saying this Harikatha is Sri Hari himself. Why are you looking here and there? And immediately he set an example for everyone else to follow also, saying that Krishna is non-different from his own katha. Wherever his katha is being spoken, he's present there personally. So then in this way, Rasikananda Prabhu also, he himself had so much attachment to the Bhagavatam because of his guru. It is said once Rasikananda Prabhu was traveling with some devotees in the Vaitarani River, and there was a big storm, and the Bhagavatam fell inside the Vaitarani River. And then Rasikananda Prabhu, he became mad. He's like, oh, my Bhagavatam, this my Guru Maharaj has himself given me this copy and it's fallen inside the river. And then he tried jumping inside the river, but then his disciples caught him. And anyhow, he was crying, weeping in ecstasy. He said, leave me. And then immediately jumped inside the river. And as soon as he jumped inside, the water became knee deep. Then there was no storm also. It became very pleasant. The water only little water was seen. Immediately he reached down, he saw his Bhagavatam there. It was completely dry. Not even a drop of water had touched it there. So much nishtha he had in his guru, that his guru had given him this present to him, this gift. So in this way, Shyamananda Prabhu from there, he preached for so many years, converting all these devotees of Odisha into Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And we see even like Gaur Govinda Maharaj also, he also said that, oh, my family was blessed by Shyamananda Prabhu. Like my family were especially Kirtaniyas coming in his line. He said. In this way, Shyamananda Prabhu, from there, he went to Keturi Gram. There he saw Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and immediately he saw his, they were like one soul in three bodies. And immediately they embraced each other, so happy to see each other. He had darshan of Jannava Devi, Raghunandan Thakur, Achyutananda Prabhu, and all the other associates of Mahaprabhu there. So there they observed the official first Gaur Purnima festival there. And Mahaprabhu himself appeared with all his devotees and he did kirtan. And Shyamananda Prabhu saw by his own eyes, he had darshan of his entire pastime there. And then, by then his Guru Maharaj already disappeared also. So then Shyamananda Prabhu, he returned to Gopijana Vallappur, where it is said that his samadhi is present there to this day. There. So we see that in this Radha Shyamasundara temple also, his deities there, actually the big Radha Shyamasundara deities are established by Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu. Because Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu in the Pancharatriki line, he's coming from their parampara. Shyamananda Prabhu's disciple was Rasikananda. Rasikananda Prabhu's disciple was Nayanananda. Nayanananda's disciple was Radha Damodar Chakravarti. And his disciple was Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu. That was the Pancharatriki line. But as you know, in the Bhagavat Parampara line, Shyamananda Prabhu is actually a disciple of Jiva Goswami. And we see Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu, his disciple of who? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in this Bhagavat Parampara. And we see that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he in this parampara, who is before him is like Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu. So this way, even he's in the Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu, even in the Pancharatriki line, he's in the parampara of Shyamananda Prabhu. And even in the Bhagavat Parampara line, he's in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu. Because the Pancharatriki parampara is within the Bhagavat Parampara. It is included within it. It is not separate from it. Therefore, Prabhupada, he said, Bhagavat Parampara should be given importance. Therefore, so many people, they became against Prabhupada, some devotees. Some Babaji is saying, why is he not mentioning the names of our gurus? No. Then Guru Varga have given an example that when you measure the distance between two stars, you measure the distance between two stars in terms of light years. You do not measure the distance in terms of between two stars in terms of kilometers. Because measuring them in terms of kilometers is like so foolish. Even millions of kilometers you cannot measure. But in terms of light years, you can measure the distance between two stars. Similarly, when you consider the Bhagavat Parampara, this Parampara is continuing from this perspective, from the perspective of this Anurag, with this realization of one's Ishtadev. So in this way we see Shyamananda Prabhu's deities are actually to the left. They're called Lala Lali there. And to the right is Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu's deity. And after that to the right is Radha Kunjbihari. There they say that belongs to their Acharya, this Vrajanananda Goswami. So he has a very beautiful temple there to this day, one of the main 7 main temples. So very beloved associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu himself blessed him in so many ways. All his associates blessed him. Even in Jagannath Puri, we see they have a big tent there, they have a big festival there. And to this day, their followers are preaching his mission everywhere. So we can only pray at the lotus feet of this great devotee that these pastimes that we are listening from the Vaishnavas, this Ashtakali Leela of Mahaprabhu, we see they're not just something that we listen from one ear and leave through another ear. But rather, we listen from one ear and we keep it within our hearts. Not that after class finishes, we just forget whatever is being spoken. No, and we don't even remember one single word. So this is our opportunity now to pray to these associates of Mahaprabhu that these pastimes being spoken by the Vaishnavas will enter our hearts. Not just like, we have to sit here for 1 hour anyhow, you know. We should pray, you know. So then this way, whatever words are being spoken, these Ashtakali Leela and all these Harikatha will manifest within our hearts. So, Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripasanyo Cha Vaitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Velitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripasanyo Vyayavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj Dwaru Panuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So on this auspicious Tirubhavtithi of Sri Shyamananda Prabhu, Vaishnavas mercifully giving this opportunity to remember him, to glorify him. So quickly, I'll offer Pushpanjali to his lotus feet. After Mahaprabhu, we know that the teachings and really the pure teachings, this pure conception of what Mahaprabhu wanted to be taught in this world, this was manifested by our Goswamis. And after the Goswamis, then we know, if not for Narottam, Srinivas, and Shyamananda, then these teachings would not have spread, what to speak of continue. So these are in our parampara, then we acknowledge these three personalities. We just heard many glories of Sri Shyamananda Prabhu. So Narottam, Srinivas, Shyamananda, by them, then not only the books of our Goswamis were distributed, but especially they were being practiced and being taught to the people. So especially in Orissa, this is the place where Shyamananda Prabhu had his area of preaching. So we can understand now there are so many great devotees of Mahaprabhu in Orissa, in Jagannath Puri, in Bhubaneswar, and all these places in Orissa. This is all from the preaching of Shyamananda Prabhu. Baladev Vidyabhushan, we know he's a great scholar from the Sampradaya of Madhva, from the Tattva. Of course, we're also from Madhva Sampradaya, but specifically these Tattva bodies. When he came to Puri, then he found, wow, because he used to be like Digvijay Pandit. No one can defeat him. He likes to argue also. Defeat everyone. But then he found, there's higher, more deep conception explanation. And these are by already like followers of Shyamananda Prabhu. So by Shyamananda Prabhu, these teachings of our Goswami, especially Jiva Goswami, has been like nicely preached and taught. Many kirtaniyas, great kirtaniyas coming from his line. So this first day of this month of Asad, today his disappearance day. And I could speculate, you know, especially in Orissa, who is the, like, everyone's, like, very special Ishtadev, that is Lord Jagannath. When Mahaprabhu was in Puri, then Mahaprabhu's and everyone's relating to Lord Jagannath. After Snan Yatra, we know that 15 days, no darshan of Lord Jagannath. From this Jashta Purnima, then begins this next month, Ashad. And so from that Purnima to Amavasya, this is the period there's no darshan of Jagannath. And we know Mahaprabhu, that time so much separation. Therefore, he not stay in Puri, he stay in Alarnath. And so we can understand, Shyamananda also taking like this, like separation and knowing Jagannath has appeared. Also, this Ras is like this Jashta Purnima. That's why at night time, or like after Snan Yatra, they dress Jagannath like a elephant. Many stories for different devotees are there. But really, it is like to show that Lord Jagannath is Krishna in Braj. And he appeared in this Purnima. And like on this Purnima, Krishna enjoys all these rasa pastimes and water sports. And there he's mad like elephant. And so remembering all this, then he's entering into that eternal lila. Also, we know he is eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Shyamananda. But as eternal associate of Sri Radha Krishna, then he is one special, like, Manjari. I don't know exactly who, but maybe our devotees, they know who he is. We can understand how, because even Lalita had given darshan. Radharani herself has given darshan. Radharani herself has given this gift to him, this Shyamasundar Diti. Make this. So therefore, today we're remembering this personality. They are our Guru Varga, our guardian. And so they can bless us that we can become bona fide members of this family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vancha kalpataru vyashta kipa sindhu eva cha patita nam pavani vaishnava.
Tumirandhasya gananjana salakaya Chaksurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namah Vancha kalpataruhasya kripa sindhu bhai vacha Patitanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo namah Namah badannaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namani Gaurati se namah Jai rupa sanatan ভট্ট রঘুনাথ শ্রীজীবী গোপাল ভট্ট দাস রঘুনাথ এছয় গোসাই করি চরণবন্দন যাহতে বিঘ্ননাশ অভীষ্ট পূরণ জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দয়াল প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীয়াদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে বলো শ্রী গুরুজি মহারাজ কি জয় গুরু পরম্পরা কি জয় অনন্ত অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি জয় সপার্ষদ গৌর হরি কি জয় গৌর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কি জয় জগন্নাথ বলদেব সুভদ্রা সুদর্শন জীব কি জয় ভক্তবিঘ্ন বিনাশ সংকারিণী সিংহদেব কি জয় ভক্তরাজ প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ কি জয় সর্ববিষ্ণুপ্রদ গিরিরাজ গোবর্ধন জীব কি জয় গোবিন্দ গোপীনাথ মদনমোহন জীব কি জয় ব্রজমণ্ডল ধাম কি জয় ব্রজবাসী ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয় ব্রজেশ্বরী মধেশ্বরী প্রণেশ্বরী শ্রীমতারণী কি জয় ব্রজদেবীগণ কি জয় জয় শ্যামানন্দ তিরুভাব মহামহোৎসব কি জয় সমবেত গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয় গৌর প্রমানন্দে টুডে ইজ শ্যামানন্দপুর তিরুভাব তিথি অল সরল গোস্বামী যার বাই মহাপ্রভু ডিজায়ার দে আর রাইটিং মেনি বুকসেস মেনি গ্রন্থ নট ওয়ান টু অল রস গ্রন্থ দেয়ার ইজ রাইটিং অ্যান্ড রিজার্ভিং অ্যান্ড দে আর থিঙ্কিং দে আর মহাপ্রভু সেন্ডিং ব্রদ্ধাম দে স্টেইং ইন ব্রদ্ধাম নেভার লেফট ইন ব্রদ্ধাম সাম ডেভোটিস উইথিন মহাপ্রভু জগন্নাথপুরি বাট জগন্নাথপুরি নট গিভিং মহাপ্রভু পারমিশন অ্যান্ড অর্ডার রাইটিং ফর এনি বুকস হ্যাঁ অল ব্রজধাম মহাপ্রভু গিভিং এভরিবডি ইনস্ট্রাকশন হ্যাঁ অল ব্রজবাসী ব্রজদেবীস স্পেশালিটিস এভরিথিং এক্সপ্লেনিং ফর রাইটিং ফর রিজার্ভিং ফর অ্যান্ড প্রিচিং ফর অ্যান্ড হেল্পিং ফর বাট আফটার গোস্বামীজ আর লাইক মেনি থিংস দে রিজার্ভ লাইক কবিরাজ গোস্বামী অলসো সরল গোস্বামী দেন থিঙ্কিং দিস ইজ নিড ইজ স্প্রেড অ্যান্ড ডিস্ট্রিবিউট এভরিওয়ার অ্যান্ড টিচিং নেসেসারি এনিবডি অনলি বুক ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং বাট দে নেভার রিডিং বুকস দে ডোন্ট নো বুকস দে নো ওপেনিং অলসো ওয়ান পেজ অনলি ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং দেন পিপল প্রিচিং পিপল নিয়ার হোয়াট টেলিং দে ডোন্ট নো বুকস ইন সেড হোয়াট হোয়াট মেথড হোয়াট দেয়ার নেক্টার দে ডোন্ট নো হাউ দে ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং দেন পিপল টেকিং অ্যান্ড রিডিং ইন্টারেস্ট কামিং ফর দেম দে ডোন্ট নো মহাপ্রভু দেন গোস্বামী ইজ লাস্ট জীব গোস্বামী প্রেজেন্ট রঘুনাথ গোস্বামী অলসো প্রেজেন্ট বাট হি ইজ অল টাইম ইন ভজন বিফোর হি ইজ গিভিং ক্লাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী আদার কামিং এভরিডে গিভিং ক্লাস অ্যাবাউট গোস্বামীজ বুকস অলসো মহাপ্রভুজ লীলা নাও ইজ প্রবলেম জীব গোস্বামী প্রভু দেন আফটার রঘুনাথ ভট্ট গোস্বামী এভরিবডি ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার্স দেন জীব গোস্বামী প্রভু গিভিং ক্লাসেস নাও জীব গোস্বামী প্রভু হ্যাঁ মহাপ্রভুজ দ্য ডিজায়ার ফুলফিলিং ফর ইজ থিঙ্কিং অ্যাট এ টাইম Mahajiv Goswami Prabhu near came. First is Srinivas Acharya. And Jiva Goswami teaching everything. Narottam Thakur came. After last time, Samananda Prabhu came. But Samananda Prabhu, his parents near present, that time parents are childhood promise, all children is die, okay, these children are life, I am offering, giving for Mahaprabhu, his service for. They are know about Mahaprabhu, just few years before Mahaprabhu is, Jagannath Puri too, is gone, eternal world. So, everyone know about Mahaprabhu. He say, I am giving Mahaprabhu. Then, sometime after he is little young, then he is asking everybody. Mahaprabhu all lila is hearing. And ask, many bhakta devotees are telling, Mahaprabhu continue present, permanent present, in Ambika Kalna, Goridas Pandit house. He is promised. He never left. And he all time staying there. Not one day, 2 days, not 1 year, 2 years. Anytime anybody want to meet him within serving Mahaprabhu, then they are going Ambika Kalna. They are Ambuya Muluk, they are Mahaprabhu, Nityanandaprabhu present. Then he is asking Samananda Prabhu, parents near, please give me permission. I am going for darshan, bathing Ganga, and also Mahaprabhu, birthplace, there Ishan Thakur, Bansivadananda Prabhu present. I am following, going meeting with all devotees. Parents are not agree. But he is requesting. Say, okay, you coming back, promise? Then he is thinking, what, give me answer. He says, okay, I am meeting with Mahaprabhu. I am asking Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu giving permission, I am coming back. Also, you are asking Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu sending me, I am coming. Then he is walking, 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 came Ambika Kalna. Now, there is Goridas Pandit disappears. He is disappeared, Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu present. Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, he is serving Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. But how serving? Goridas Pandit serving Gaur Nityai in own house, like family members, own families, relation. Why he is Subal Sukha? That way he has intimate friendship, relationship. But Hridaya Chaitanya came and looking every day, Ganga water bringing and doing abhishek, some cooking, offering bhoga, little kirtan. He said, this is not good. I am inviting, Mahaprabhu is present. Why like he is poor, begging, this much, collecting and offering? No. I am inviting everybody. Big Sankirtanam, big festival, every day, nice program. Also, Gaur Nityai then will be happy. Then he is inviting Gurudev time also. Gurudev sometime going here and there, he is inviting. And he is Mahaprabhu's Gaur Punya festival. He is arranging very bigger. Many thousand lakhs like people. Bank of Ganga to complete Ambuya Kalna, Ambika. Complete full of Mahaprabhu's followers. His desire. Now Gurudev is came asking, hey, Who gave permission? Why inviting everybody? How many is he maintaining? Very angry. Taking one stick, get out. Waiting, say, God, no coming more here. Mahaprabhu's peaceful silence and staying with me and my house. Why you are arranging like this crowd? Why calling crowd? Then he's gone, bank of Ganga. He's starting kirtan, all bhakta devotee duties. Big festival, big program. Mahaprabhu bhaktas, the kirtan festival is most important. No kirtan dasa, other festival is making owl, blind. Like owl is daytime Babaji, closing eyes and hiding, and nighttime ferocious, danger, demon, and going, attacking any other animals, other killing and eating. And daytime, sadhu, Babaji. In cave hole, I close eyes, I can't see anything, I do not look, I am doing sadhan. So what is this matter? Mahaprabhu here, no kirtan, no rasa, what is this? He is starting Bank of Ganga, big kirtan. Then Gauridas Pandit came and opening temple, evening time, looking Gauranitai, no one here. So where gone Gauranitai? Just now I'm offering bhoga and locking gate, 1, 2, 3 gate. Locking outside. Nano Gurunite. Then he's thinking, where gone? Then he's taking stick. He's looking line by line, people going in Bengal Ganga. A big sound. Like nectar is flowing in sky and giving everybody and calling and pulling. He's also by pulled this nectar. He's gone there, looking, Gauranitai, middle place is dancing. Adhita Prabhu, Sivyas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, all Gopal, Dadas Gopal, Jostimanta, Ashtakobiraj, everybody present. Oh, big program. He's gone, say, Gauranitai now hiding, running. Why Gauranitai promise? Never left this Gauridas Pandit. Now he is catching his disciple, Vidya Chaitanya. Hey, where is my Gauranitai? He say, here, second see, where? You stealing my Gauranitai? Give me back. He is watching, everybody is near, no Gauranitai. Then he say, where hiding in your heart? You are very clever. Your heart inside is you hiding Gauranitai. Giving my back. Then he not giving any answer of crying and offering pranam Gurudev. Gurudev, you kicking me, you beating me, you give me order, I am come out, I am bank of Ganga, I am only crying Gauranitai for you. You also came. Then you came, then Gauranitai also come. Then you say, give me Gauranitai. Say, okay. You taking Gauranitai, not me, taking me. Then he said, okay, you come. Then Vidya Chaitanya came in temple and looking Gauranitai is inside temple. Then he understanding. He giving a name Vidya Chaitanya. So your heart as present is who? Only no Chaitanya, Chaitanya Nityananda. Chaitanya Nityai present in your heart. Then Gurudev very happy. So okay, now you serving, everything doing. Say, Gurudev, Mahaprabhu has many followers. I am calling all, inviting only your darshan, your bless, your mercy, and giving nice harikatha for everybody. Then Gurudev Pandit say, okay, everything you doing now, I am going now. Now Gurudev Pandit disappears. And now Vidya Chaitanya, everything doing, big program starting. Every day, Sankirtan Mahotsav. They are Imlitala, Mahaprabhu Padapit. All the bank of Gangatu, people line by line coming and darshan Gauranitai. and Gornitai's Sankirtan also. After now the Samananda Prabhu hearing every day big festival and Gornitai present, he is come darshan for. After Gurudev near asking, Gurudev, you give me seva? Say yes, but I have no time. I am very busy. You go Vrindavan, you learning, and after coming, then serving Guru Nitai. Guru Nitai like you are preaching or you distributing this Unnata Ujjala Rasa. This is your service. Here is many other sevak, but you go Vrindavan. Then he is all Mahapurush Bhakta Siddhi meeting, all our advice, order, mercy, bless, all collecting, then he is come Vrindavan. He is meeting with Jiva Goswami Prabhu. Jiva Goswami Prabhu, all Goswami's books, everything reading, teaching. And after telling, oh Mahapurush desire, Goswami's desire, Narottam, Samananda, Srinivas, three personality, now going distributing these books and also to Mahapurush, this Bhakti Rasa, which is floating this world. And also this Goswami's books, all are teaching, preaching. Then Samananda Prabhu is asking, you are teaching all grantho, everything, but this is theory or hearing. Now how can realizing and how can understanding everything? Then Jiva Goswami Prabhu say, yes, good. Like Srinivasacharya Gaur Gopal Bhatta Goswami near taking their diksha. After diksha, he is serving Gurudev and Radharaman. Radharaman very happy with him. How he is serving Radharaman? He is singing very nice songs. And Radharaman very happy with him. His tone name, this one called Manohar Sai is Narottam Thakur. Renati, this Srinivasa Acharya Prabhu. And Samananda Prabhu, his turn name, Garanhati. So now Acharya Srinivas, every day, front of Radharaman, 8 hours, 10 hours he's singing. What? Only Gopis' glories. Raja Gopis. Krishna very happy. Krishna, no, Radharaman not is inside temple. He coming in Baranda, out. Coming in courtyard, dancing. Gopal Bhatta say, yes. Now I understand you are my real disciple. Disciples meanings giving Diksha Mantra. He not serving Krishna, not serving Brajadevis. How is disciple? Maya's disciple? Bas, only arranging own enjoy and own decoration for, own bhoga for, house, building, flat, in Vrindavan, own, choiceful, bhoga for center. But this Goswamiji are doing like this. His Radharaman near not only singing, Govinda Dev near going, Gopinath near going, Madan Mohan near going, all Sapta Devalaya. He is very nice singer. Also singing time, Asrati Vikar. All people there, they are mad and crazy. All singing dancing. Govindadev dancing. Gopal Bhattu Goswami very happy. Bah. Now, possible, you carrying in your heart Radharaman and all Braj Deviji Gopis. And they are mercy for you. Mahaprabhu happy with you. You also go distributing. Everybody's near this Mahaprabhu's Prema Bhakti, Braja Prema. Other side, Samananda Prabhu, his Karanati, his Kirtan, all Shastra reading, then asking, how can I am meeting with in this, my beloved Brajanandan Samsundar and all Brajdevis, how can I am serving? Then Jiva Goswami Prabhu telling, you go in Brajadham, is Vrindavan, all Nikunja, Van, Kunja Kutir. There is Krishna and all Brajdevis are all time doing Leela and present. You make him best nice Kunja, cleaning and decorating, then Srimati Adharani, Brajdevis will be happy. Early morning, Brahma Muhurta, he is going cleaning, grooming, no, singing, collecting flowers and making garland, nice decoration, nice kunja making. Not you thinking, only brooming. This is not his final art. Brooming is not everything. Now he is everywhere decorating and nice arranging. Also singing. Like Swami Haridas in sitting in Nidhuvan and singing. Only singing, he is nice kunja making. Therefore Krishna himself come. So this Samananda Prabhu is all time cleaning, decorating, singing. Radharani is desire, Brajadevi desire, giving darshan and giving bless. They are happy. How coming? Which way? Therefore she is making some tricky program. Her ankle bells not possible opening. Ankle bell says many ghungru, many small balls. Sometime dancing time, walking time, some balls is fallen down, open and coming down. Sometime not full of ankle bells coming. This ring, very small balls. This cleaning, grooming, I'm finding some. Then he's showing Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami saying, okay, but this is not only like silver and gold. This is Hira, Moti, Mukta, very nice things. Like telling this Samantakmani, Surjakantamani, Aishkantamani, Indukantamani, many, many jewels, but Radharani's ankle bells, finger says ring, they are more costly, expensive, and valuable. This thing says idea, Jiva Goswami, you know, then telling. They are coming and giving them, but they are coming definitely, giving you darshan. Everyone know how come. Somebody came, hey, Babaji, you are cleaning here? Yes. Finding something? Yes. So giving? Say, no giving. No giving? Why? I am giving? Who is these things? Coming and then. Say, she's ladies, how coming you near you, Babaji? Say, no problem, I am not giving. Say, oh, I am calling my brothers, other, they are coming and beating you, killing you, throwing you Jamuna. Say, no problem. No harm, but not giving. My own hand with it I am giving. And also where? In feet I am fixing. See, you are Babaji, you have big desire, you are touching ladies. How come Vrindavan? Too much chastains, but he have no fear. After evening time, all group come. Say, tying your eyes, you cannot see. Then, it's okay. Their own cloth with it, dupatta with it, only chadar with it, the tying. One, other one, other one, other one. All are tying like this big now, turban. Cannot see anything. But already this dupatta, not is ordinary, or Sakhi's manjaris, they give you first place. The mundane eyes with it, you cannot see, looking. Your spiritual eyes with it. How come spiritual eyes? Now looking and ladies, then thinking, male and female idea coming. But above all his idea, Brajdevi is, without mercy, cannot crossing this maya, and no understanding, no looking. Then, it's okay. Now, she came. He is, you fixing now. Then going and fixing. But she's touching, and eternal eyes with his, he's watching and looking. Also that time, Radharani giving bless. Somebody telling, her feet is giving head, top of head. Somebody giving, touching her forehead. But Srimati Radharani's darshan and her bless, this is enough. He is offering pranam, and then this ankle bells, this touching forehead, there is already printed then. How? They are already open, closing eyes, he is offering pranam, forehead with his, all covered already, but he is opening eyes then, looking nobody there. Everybody is gone. He came telling Jiva Goswami Prabhu near, only his forehead is print, nothing more. Then Jiva Goswami Prabhu saying, okay, now you are complete. Darshan and sparsha, everything. Now you go Mahaprabhu service for. Also, Narottam Thakur, his Guru Maharaj is telling, you go, not staying here more. Now, he also came. Then three personalities sending this preaching for. Then, Samananda Prabhu, this Vishnupur to lost books, then he is gone. Narottamakur gone. Narottamakur gone Kheturigram. And he is gone. Odisha, Gopijanna Ballapur, there too is preaching and starting kirtan. This program is starting kirtan, then all villagers, like Nityananda Prabhu's program, everybody, this village, that village, all are following him. They don't know where are they. Sometimes they go in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu's all Lilabhumi. Sometimes they are going all Bhakta Devati Vaishnava's places, everywhere preaching. And he is giving this mantra diksha, meaning treasure. All heart is opening and stored to giving this treasure. Planting like this. Diksha means seed planting. Like farmhouse, farmer, planting seeds. Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhaktiratabhij. Brahmanda Brahmitakuna Bhagyabhanji. Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhaktiratabhij. Malihaya Sebhij Karayarapan Saban Kirtanjali Karay Sinchan. Tabe Mool Lata Badijaya Golok Vrindavan. Sekjal Paiya Upasaka Badijaya. Sabdaya Munsaka Baditana Pai. অতএব উপাসাকার করে ছেদন তবে মূল্যহত্যা বাড়ি যায় গোলক বৃন্দাবন। তো গুরুবর্গ লুকিং দিস ফার্ম হাউস দিস ওয়ান প্ল্যান্টিং ফর দে আর গিভিং দিস সিড ভক্তিলতা বীজ। মেনি মেনি মায়াবাদী কর্মী জ্ঞানী দে আর বার্নিং গিভিং ফায়ার ব্রহ্মজ্ঞানী হ্যাঁ মেকিং ফায়ার গিভিং বার্নিং সোল বার্নিং বাট মহাপ্রভু সম্প্রদায় দে আর গিভিং ভক্তিলতা বীজ সিড গিভিং প্ল্যান্টিং ফর ফার্ম হাউস দি সোল হ্যাঁ সোল ইজ দিস ইজ ফার্ম দি সোল ইজ সেট গিভিং সিড অ্যান্ড ওয়াটারিং শ্রবণ কীর্তন উইথ ইস নট অর্ডিনারি শ্রবণ কীর্তন অনলি দিস ব্রজবাসিস ব্রজদেবীস উইথ ইস লীলা দ্যাট কীর্তন বিকৃতম ব্রজবধু কবিচ বিষ্ণু দ্যাট কীর্তন মহাপ্রভু গোস্বামী ফর গিভিং অর্ডার দ্যাট সিড ইজ প্ল্যান্টিং ওয়াটারিং অ্যান্ড দেন গ্রোয়িং কৃপার প্ল্যান্টস আফটার হোয়াট হ্যাপেন বাট মেনি ব্রাঞ্চ ইজ দিস সাইড দিস সাইড দিস সাইড দিস সাইড কামিং নিড ইজ ফার্মার ইজ কাটিং নো নো দিস সাইড নো ভক্তি মুক্তি নো আদার থিংস ডাইরেক্ট গোয়িং হ্যাঁ দেন দিস ইজ ফার্মার হু গুরুদেব গুরুদেব প্ল্যান্টিং গুরুদেব টেক কেয়ার ওয়াটারিং গুরুদেব কাটিং অ্যান্ড গিভিং ডাইরেক্ট ওয়ে দেন গোয়িং ইজ গোলক বৃন্দাবন প্রেমফল পাখি পড়ে মালি আশ্বাদয় ইয়োর দিস ভক্তিলতা বীজ গিভ ইউ প্রেমফল প্রেমা ভক্তি দেন টেস্টিং অ্যান্ড আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং হোয়াট গিভিং গুরুদেব তো নাও শ্যামানন্দ প্রভু প্ল্যান্টিং এভরিওয়ার ভেরি নাইস হ্যাঁ আর এভরিওয়ার লুকিং দিস হ্যাঁ নাইস গ্রোয়িং নাও নাও ইস ক্লেশগ্নি সুবধা মোক্ষ লঘুতাকৃত হ্যাঁ সুদুর্লভ সন্ধানন্দ কৃষ্ণ আকর্ষণী চষা সিক্স লিভস অ্যান্ড স্টেম ইজ গোয়িং আপ অল ক্রসিং দেন গোয়িং গোলক বৃন্দাবন হ্যাঁ নাইস ফ্রুট নাইস মেলো নাইস টেস্ট হ্যাঁ তো দিস থিংস শ্যামানন্দ প্রভু স্টার্ট দিস কীর্তন দ্যাট নো বুকস বাট দে আর লার্নিং এনিথিং দে উইথ ইন সংস কীর্তন দে দিস রস ইজ ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং ক্লোটিং অল নর্থম ঠাকুর অলসো স্টার্টিং দ্যাট নো বুকস অনলি কীর্তন প্রেমভক্তি চন্দ্রিকা প্রার্থনামৃত অলসো শ্যামানন্দ প্রভু দিস গরণহাটি দিস সংস হ্যাঁ ভেরি সুইট হ্যাঁ নাও অলসো ইউ আর গোয়িং ক্ষীরচরা গোপীনাথ রসিকানন্দ প্রভু কেম উইথ ইন ডিসাইপলস অ্যান্ড দে আর স্টার্টিং দিস কীর্তন কীর্তন স্টার্টিং কমপ্লিট ডে নাইট কীর্তন গোপীনাথ ভেরি হ্যাপি গোপীনাথ ড্যান্সিং বাট ফার্স্ট ইজ রসিকানন্দ প্রভু অফারিং প্রণাম অ্যান্ড হি লিভিং বডি আফটার ইজ ডিসাইপলস আর অফারিং প্রণাম অল ডিপার্চার ফ্রন্ট অফ গোপীনাথ দেন দে আর গিভিং সমাধি নিয়ার বাই দিস কুণ্ড রসিকানন্দ প্রভু অ্যান্ড ফ্রন্ট অফ কোর্টিয়ার্ড অল ডেপুটিজ দেয়ার সমাধি হাউ ইজ গুরু শ্যামানন্দ প্রভু হি ডিসাইবে রসিকানন্দ প্রভু রসিকানন্দ প্রভু ডিসাইবে নয়ানন্দ প্রভু হি ডিসাইবে রাধ দামোদর পণ্ডিত অল নট উড়িষ্যা অনলি অল বেঙ্গল এভরিওয়ার দে আর ইজ স্টার্টিং দিস প্রচার শ্যামানন্দ প্রভু নেভার স্টপ প্রচার আদার সাইড নর্থম সামটাইম দ্য মিটিং আফটার অল বুকস ইজ ফাইন্ডিং দেন দে আর টেকিং বুকস অ্যান্ড গিভিং ডিসাইপলস অল রিরাইটিং মেকিং কপি অ্যান্ড গিভিং ক্লাস বিগ বিগ ক্লাস নট ওয়ান স্মল হ্যাঁ 10-20 ভিলেজ কামিং ফ্রন্ট অফ কীর্তন আফটার কীর্তন দেন হরিকথা দিস হরিকথা ইজ শ্রবণ অ্যান্ড কীর্তন দিস ইজ ওয়াটারিং দেন দিস ভক্তিলতা ইজ গ্রোয়িং আদারওয়াইজ মেনি পার্সন টেকিং দীক্ষা mantra, but never growing. Seed is there, telling, madhuram madhuram etad mangalam mangalanam, sakala nigamavalli satvalam chitsurupam, sakritapi parikitam sraddhaya helayava, brigavata naramatram tarayata krishnanamam. Krishnam helping, but there is writing other parts. Nikshiptam set no. Pala janamipat vipro. This seeds is going any desert place. Yeah, top of stone hills. They are not growing. All our gurus near taking diksha. Then Gurudev giving seed, then it is watering. The watering Saman Kirtan, also not ordinary Vaidhi Marga. In Rag Marga, Anuragi, Tad Anuragi, Janmanugami. That Anuragi Mahabhagavat, that ritual master, they singing. They doing Kirtan, they are going, are drinking the rasa. Then growing. And slow crossing, everything crossing. Sarubra Masatishna Ridhidurbala Parag, crossing. Madhurja Kadamini, Vishnu Chudra Guru, everything explaining. So, our this first Mahaprabhu's movement, after Mahaprabhu and Parikar gone, then Narottam Swayamdas Srinivas Prabhu first starting. Prabhupada Sastakur time, Prabhupada is saying, Narottam Thakur, how preaching? He is Prarthana Mrita. What Prarthana? Prembhakti Chandrika, only Sri Guru Charana Padma. There you continue praying and will be with Gurudev. Now with Gurudev, then orphan, then ghost and witch will be farmhouse. They acquiring, they dancing and playing, making me ghost and witch. And within Gurudev, then no problem. Otherwise, all are going yoga center, bhoga center. After going, exercise center, wrestling center. After night time going night club. Many things happen. But fruit coming for not me, you going anywhere, same fruit coming. Or with Guru Padma, this, following this Prem Bhakti Chandrika, then watering continue, then soul is growing. Others saying, I am long time taking diksha mala, staying in mandir, nothing happened, now I am disturbed, my mind is restless, I am now running and jumping in maya, much better for me. Here is nothing. But here I am not within Guru Varga. I am independent. My choice fully. As a choice I am doing. Then who giving fruit? Who take care? But how can I will be surrender? Not possible. No. I am a young boy. I am young girls. Why I will be slave and servant? I am qualified, bona fide, lecturer. Big. Specialty I have. Why am I offering myself? But you can offer, then coming, junior, buffer. Many other things coming. You offering, guardian near, they take care and take all time. And how progress coming, they thinking. But I am independent, then is fruits coming independent, more independency coming. Therefore, this Samananda Prabhu, Narottam and Srinivas Acharya, they are distributing this nectar everywhere and they planting, watering all time. My Guru Maharaj not staying temple, all time prachar. Then also where going, poor villagers near, they have no foodstuff, no room and house, straw hut, rainy season, they suffering. no money, very poor. Because they're going house, nighttime umbrella, raining, then he's sitting. Sometimes looking, big light coming. Then Gurudev say, here no electricity, how come light coming? And big light. And not one light, two light. Then Gurudev asking, here no light, electricity, no ship and boat coming, light where from coming? Then this householder, he's waking. He say, oh Gurudev, tiger come. Crossing river and tiger come. Tiger eyes is like. Now they are taking broken tin and big fire. And they are all villagers come and going attacking this tiger. And tiger is jumping and running. So Gurudev going, they are preaching for. Why? They are already following and humble and took shelter Gurudev near. Then Gurudev watering there. All are scholar and qualified. Like Prabhupada Sastakur going Babaji Maharaj near. Babaji Maharaj say, you are big qualified person. I am poor, Niskinchan, Okinchan, foolish, blind, dumb, I have nothing. What I am giving you? Say, Prabhupada saying, before nobody knocking, nobody crashing, nobody telling me. Now Babaji Maharaj first time telling you are scholar. How can removing you everything? How will be life distinction of pension? To say this is big like shock for me. After I'm thinking this is useless, everything. Then he is planting, watering, then big plant. We were world. Now this fruit is going. Also, many places planting and they are also growing. Now our world is garden. What garden? This Mahaprabhu garden house. So this Samananda Prabhu fast is starting. He said, no, this soul for not other things for, only for this Rasamaya, Rasamaya Alayam. Rasamaya I am making. So today is disappears day. Now, next hearing, next time. Gaur Premanande.
Sakal Vaishnava Gosai Daya Karo More Dante Trino Dhari Kahe Edina Pamare Sakal Vaishnava Pama Shri Guru Charanmaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vada Padma Paoyaya More Kono Dhanya Toma Sobar Karuna Vine Prapti Naya Visheshe Ajogya Moika কহিল নিশ্চয়।
Bye.
श्री गुरु गौरंग गंधर्व गिरिधारी श्री राधा विनोद बिहारी जीव की जय ललता सखी वृंद की जय श्री पंचतात्मक श्री सचनंदन गौरी की जय लाश मुक्तिदान श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज की जय लाश मुक्तिदान श्री पवन गोस्वाई महाराज जय लाश मुक्तिर ज्ञान किशोर गोस्वाई महाराज जय लाश प्रभुपाद सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर जय लाश और किशोरदास बाबूजी महाराज की जय लाशन ठाकुर जय लाशास बाबूजी महाराज की जय श्री समस्त स्वरूप रूपानंद गौरी गुरुवर की जय लाशन त्रिविक्रम गोस्वाई महाराज जी लाशन साई महाराज जय श्री प्रभुपाद सुपरिकर जिंदगी जय श्री बलदेव विद्यभूषण प्रभु की जय श्री विश्वनाथ चतुर्थी ठाकुर पाद की जय उत्तम श्रीनिवास श्यामानंद प्रभुत्राई जय श्यामानंद प्रभु तिरुभावती महोत्सव की जय तय परिकर वृंदगी जय श्री कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वाई वृंदावन दास ठाकुर जय श्री चैतन्य चेतन चेतन भागवत की जय रूप सनातन मठ रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ सद गोस्वाई प्रभु की जय लोकनाथ दास गोस्वाई गुरु गोस्वामी जय सर्वदादर राय रमनंदादि और पार्श्व वृंदगी जय श्री अष्टगराज चादश गोपाल श्री शरी महंत की जय श्री प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती ठाकुर पाद की जय नमाचार्य अष्टाभि जय प्रेम से कहू श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रद्वैत कथाधर श्री सति गौर भक्त इंद्र स्वपरिकर माधेन्द्रपुरी पाद की जय नवदीप महापुर गौड़ मंडल धाम जय व्रजमंडल धाम जय जगन्नाथपुरी क्षेत्र मंडल धाम जय गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय योग देवी गोपेश्वर महादेव की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सरसन चक्र जीव की जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह देव जीव की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव इंद्र समय श्री गौर भक्त गौर विमानंदे रे रे गौर।